Hey, beloved, by the time you hear this episode, Resurrection Sunday would have already passed. Easter weekend would have already been celebrated. And so I am hoping you had a lovely one, a blessed one, whether it was spent with family, friends, or the like. I hope you just took time to reflect on Jesus, who he is to you, and who he is in his totality. So today's episode will be a moment of reflection in the form of a poem. So tune in, take note, and get ready. Whether knowingly or unknowingly, is the trauma you've experienced holding you captive? Or you're struggling with confidence in your identity in Christ? Or are you tired of being the superhero in everyone else's life except your own? Then sis, this podcast is for you. Here on Boundaries for Believers, you will find practical solutions that free from self-sabotage, your inner critic, and that drama that you volunteered yourself to be in. Hey, beloveds, I'm your host, Zipporah Adetolowa, a believer, wife, social worker, and a lover of all things old Hollywood. As a recovering people pleaser and former woe is me candidate, I've been there, you're not alone, and I'm on this journey with you. With that being said, grab your mug for that coffee or tea, or if you're feeling inclined for some wine, let's cheers on three. Okay, so we can start this without our sponsors, me. Hello. So one, the newsletter is out and ready. So as a reminder to you, go ahead and check out the link in the show notes to get connected. And as a reminder, I am not one to bombard folks, and I respect your boundaries as much as I respect mine. So this newsletter will come out once a month, the first Wednesday of every single month. And yes, that is around the corner, and you're going to want to make sure you stay tuned. And on that same breath, when it comes down to this book club, first off, shout out to the folks who already signed up. I cannot wait to meet you, connect with you, laugh over there, and really build community in that form. So yes, it is starting April 4th. So if you don't have your book yet, get it now or be square. Okay, so back to the episode at hand. So yes, beloved, this is a time for me, a reflection of who Jesus is in my life. And one of the things I really wanted to hone in today is it's okay to wrestle. It's okay to wrestle with the unknown. It's okay to wrestle with our faith. But what does it look like to invite God in to the wrestling? And this poem was created last year around this time, where I was having a few conversations with friends, with loved ones, and I noticed a pattern of conversations being about doubt and uncertainty. And that is real, that is valid. I have had my share of few, and I'm pretty sure more will come, because life has a way of overwhelming us, just like trauma has a way of blinding us to the point that all we see is the negative. And I am here to remind you that it is okay to be aware of our emotions and aware of the present realities that may be before us, whether it's a macro level to life and what is recently bombarding us in the news, to our micro realities, to our day-to-day relationships and how that plays a part and how we show up. And with that, because we are humans and we are fickle and we need to be satisfied in some way or another, we will take for granted the blessings that God has given us, where we trade in God's presence to meet those immediate needs or satisfactions or cravings, forgetting that Jesus himself, God himself, is the gift. And so this poem is simply a reflection of that, reminding us the simplicity of belief and understanding that it's okay to wrestle. And on top of that, not take advantage of the blessings that have been given to us, but be reminded that Jesus himself is the blessing. So here it is, y'all. We question if you truly became flesh and walked among us, or if your birth was truly immaculate instead of just pretend. Did you really rose again and die for our sins? I never spoke to your Mama Mary, and I don't plan to pray to your disciples. We substitute a relationship with you based on the tangible and intangible blessings you graciously provide, in return reducing you and your sovereignty. We proclaim you as our God, yet we doubt you to be God. But as illuminate over your word, as you are a God, not a man that should lie. It's your word, it's your unexplainable peace, it's your unforeseen promises that confronts my doubt and redirects me to believe. So I surrender. I surrender to your truth and seize control as I admit to the areas I do not know. We proclaim you as our God, yet we doubt you to be God. And I don't think it's by chance that you ask us to believe, such an innocent and pure act, as it requires more of the heart and less of the mind. But it's almost comical that you chose the concept belief, as you know your children can overthink our way out of anything. You know we're fickle or prone to wander. Our doubts can consume us, as the natural realm can seem more promising than the spiritual. Yet this is no surprise to you. Thank you for being a father who welcomes a heavy conversation, those heavy conversations, and does not cower away nor become offensive. So I choose to declare with my mouth, as I believe in my heart, that Jesus, you are Lord, where you died and rose again for all of our sins, the Alpha and the Omega, as in no one and nothing form you, the beginning and the end. Okay, beloved, that is all for today's episode. Thank you for tuning in, and I hope you received just a reminder that God's presence is always near, ever near, at this season, now, yesterday, today, and forevermore. And as a reminder, go ahead and sign up to our newsletter, and I won't bombard you. It'll be once a month, y'all, once a month. And lastly, if you signed up already for the book club, I cannot wait to connect with you and meet you over there. And just know that if you missed out on this book club this time around, there will be more moments to connect. And of course, you can find all of these goodies linked in the show notes. So thank you and take care. Thanks for tuning in today. Whether this episode lightened your load, pulled on those heartstrings, or reinforced those boundaries, then sis, I'd love if you were to share this with a friend or left a written review on Apple Podcast. But if you want to continue this conversation with my trauma-informed life coaching services, then I invite you to check out the link in the show notes so I can best support you. In the meantime, follow us on Instagram at Boundaries for Believers. And see you next time, beloveds. Be blessed, be real, and go out there and redefine your boundaries.